This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 28, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, if the size of the crowd at the Knights of Columbus in Salem on Wednesday night is any indication, the race for mayor of Salem should be an interesting one this fall. More than 200 people showed up for the second debate between Mayor Kim Driscoll and challenger Paul Prevey, with most of the seats filled and a dozen people standing along the wall. Prevey, a former city councilor and retired probation officer, challenged Driscoll on issues such as the state of the city's schools, taxes, and the controversial Sanctuary for Peace ordinance that will also be on the ballot in the November 7 election. Driscoll, in her 12th year in office and seeking another four-year term, fought back, saying anyone who doesn't see progress in Salem schools isn't paying attention, and criticizing Prevey for his own decisions as a city councilor. When Prevey said he would take a hard look at where the city can cut its budget, Driscoll said he proposed only $26,000 in cuts in his 8 years on the city council. Driscoll said the city has made tremendous progress since she became mayor 12 years ago, when she said it was facing a multimillion-dollar budget deficit and having trouble paying its bills. The city now has $6 million in its stabilization account and the highest bond rating in its history. But Prevey said many people feel that their voices are not being heard in City Hall. In particular, he said the city has become divided over the sanctuary ordinance, which he called unnecessary. Much more on the story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. The latest update on the Weekend Revere murder story is this. The Lynn teacher had threatened to divorce her accused murderer. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Gayla Colley, and other reporters have very extensive coverage in today's edition of the Daily Item. Andrew McCormick cried in court Wednesday as prosecutors accused him of brutally killing his wife. The assistant district attorney painted a picture of a troubled marriage leading up to the homicide. McCormick, 29 years old, pleaded not guilty to the murder of Vanessa McCormick, 30, and was held without bail during his arraignment at Chelsea District Court. He was arrested on Tuesday afternoon amid the ongoing investigation into Vanessa's homicide at their Revere home. The couple had been married for 2 years and had one 1-year-old daughter who was in the custody of other family members. Vanessa, a second-grade teacher at the Connery Elementary School in Lynn, was found dead on Saturday shortly after 3:30 p.m. Other notes in this story, Revere police and other emergency medical personnel responded to the 93 Grandview Avenue home after receiving a 911 call placed by Andrew and found Vanessa's unresponsive body with obvious signs of physical trauma, prosecutors say. Other notes, prosecutors said text messages sent in the weeks leading up to the killing reveal problems in the marriage, with Vanessa writing that she was unhappy that her husband was messing up their finances. She also allegedly texted her husband on September 15 that if he wanted to stay with her, he would need to go to marriage counseling, step it up financially, and communicate with her family, according to the affidavit. McCormick had a domestic violence case against him from a prior relationship that was later dismissed. There is much, much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, there's a huge problem at the Danvers Dog Park. Parents are letting their young children inside. Organizers behind the off-leash park, which marked its 1 year, its first anniversary earlier this month, say they have been dealing with those who like to flout the rules and take small kids into the fenced-in dog areas, which is forbidden due to safety concerns for both kids and dogs. Signs on the gates to the large and small dog areas read, "No children under 12 allowed in dog park." Carla King, president of the Friends of Danvers Dog Park, which has been wrestling with trying to educate parents and others to leave the kids outside, is quoted as saying, "There's been a huge problem. The dog park is for dogs, for them to run around and be dogs. While many dog owners think their dogs are good around children, there's always the possibility a child could get bitten or knocked to the ground and injured. Ultimately, it's the responsibility of the dog owner to bear the consequences if the dog winds up injuring a child." Resident and dog owner Alan Farrell posted on the Friends Facebook page what he witnessed at the park on Sunday, September 24. He's quoted as saying, "When I arrived at the dog park, everybody was in the big dog area, so I took my dogs in there too. It looked like a schoolyard. There was almost as many kids as there were dogs." Much more in the story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, Cape Ann's first dispensary and cultivation facility for medicinal marijuana is on a path to open its doors a little more than a year from now after Gloucester's City Council gave its final approvals for the project Tuesday night. Even as Newton-based Happy Valley Ventures gained the okay to move ahead with its plans for its first facilities at 38 Great Republic Drive, it was poised Wednesday to firm up a deal with Applied Materials Varian Semiconductor Associates to buy land at 58 Great Republic to expand its cultivation capacity, according to the company's attorney, Joel Favazza, who has shepherded Happy Valley's project through the city's permitting process for more than a year, said he and the company officials were very happy to gain council approval. Much more in the story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.